Mr. T, and it just immediately resonated with her as well. We realized that we're coming upon a time where students and teachers and school personnel are going to be going back to school, that it's a very challenging time. We know it's always a big adjustment for everyone, but this year especially, it's a lot of new territory. They're still trying to figure things out, and we're already, a few weeks in for most of the different districts. And so Jonathan brought me a song that he wanted to share with us, and I'm going to read the lyrics to you because I want them to hit you more than once, because as this song is going to be playing, and we'll give the back a second to get the video queued up, the lyrics will be playing along so you can read them. But I want to read them to you because I want them to sink in. And the name of the song that we're going to be playing is called Destined to Win. You may be familiar with it. It's a song by DeGarmo and Key, and the lyrics read this way. This song's to all the people with light in their hearts and love in their eyes. You don't have to worry when the mountains seem of infinite size. There is one who goes before you to calm the sea. There is a king who leads his people to victory. We are destined to win. We're surrounded by his love, guarded by his promise. Hallelujah. Guarded by his power, excuse me. We are destined to win following the Lord. Until the battle's over, we are destined to win. We all get discouraged when the pressures of life start weighing us down. We've learned that in his footsteps, crosses in life must precede the crowns. There is one who goes before you to calm the sea. There's a king who leads his people to victory. We are destined to win. We are surrounded by his love, guarded by his power. We are destined to win. We are following the Lord until the battle's over. We are destined to win. We've got to remember it's our destiny to win the end. With Christ on our side, we are destined to win. We are surrounded by his love. We are guarded by his power. We are destined to win. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joyce, are you ready for us?
The mountains seem of infinite size. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And that is what we need to keep in our minds every day. You know, the school year is many weeks and months long. And there are times when many of us will get discouraged and tired and be ready to throw in the towel and quit. But we need to be encouraged that we are destined to win. We have victory that's been provided for us. And so I just want to share a couple of verses. These are also some verses that Jonathan had thought about, verses that go along with this, the theme of this song. And one in particular that the Lord really just keeps hitting on today. You know, there's this thing with families and speaking over our families. And I want to make sure I have the right one before I have you pull it up, Joyce. Let me see. I believe we're going to be starting in the book of Acts, chapter 16, and we're going to be in verse 31. Yep. And that's the main one we're going to focus on, even though there's a couple of others that kind of go along with this. But Acts chapter 16, verse 31 says, "So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." And I want to hit that home. You know, Pastor talked a little bit about this, and as we are praying for Marty and her family, we're talking a little bit about this. You need to speak over your family. You know, it's not just about, well, I have one student going to school. Your whole family is affected by the things that are being taught to your children, the things that are happening to them, the things that happen when they are at school. You know, there are events that take place individually and as large groups that can have an enormous effect on an entire family. But also, on the other side of that, we need to be at home preparing ourselves for going out. I want to say that again. We need to be at home preparing ourselves for when we go out, because when we go out, we need to be in the mindset that, you know, we're not going into a safe place. You know, it's not been prepared safe by the world. It's only safe because we walk in safety with the Lord. Hallelujah. We walk in safety with the Lord. And so the reason that we do student prayer covering is because we want to mark a specific time of coming together and saying, this is important. We realize the significance of this. But, you know, throughout the year, you know, I want to encourage us to kind of be coming back to this maybe every couple of months and just say, hey, how have you been with speaking over your family? How are things going with your students at school? Hallelujah. One other verse that I want us to turn to is Matthew chapter 28. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. God is so good, isn't he? He ordains our steps. He ordained the service. Like Pastor said, there's a lot of different parts that have come together this morning, and there's been very brief, intermittent communication about what's going to happen. It's not been very detailed. The Lord has spoken to each of us individually about what he wanted us to share, and just by some amazing power that he has, it all works together. Hallelujah. No, it's not some amazing power. It's the power of the Holy Spirit, amen, working through each of us. So we're going to Matthew chapter 28, and we're going to be looking at some familiar verses, hopefully. But we're going to be starting in, Joyce, I'm going to back up to verse 18. If you don't have it, that's okay. But I am going to do verses 18, 19, and 20 of Matthew chapter 28. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Hallelujah. All. Is all or is all some? You can answer if you want to. All is all. Hallelujah. All is all. It's not left anything out, right? That's all. So then the next verse says, "Go therefore." We're sending our children. We're having them go therefore into places where the name of Jesus is not necessarily revered or spoken or believed in or known. But here's the encouragement. All authority has been given to me, Jesus, in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, And lo, here's the key, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So all authority has been given to him on heaven and earth, and he's saying, I will be with you. So as we send our students, our children, our family members who are school personnel into these places, we need to be mindful that Jesus needs to be with them. And the only way that he can be with them is if they call on him. Remember the verse we read before? Call on me and you will be saved, you and your household. We need to call on him, and we need to practice calling on him, and we need to practice with our children and families to be calling on him. Hallelujah. And taking him with us wherever we go. Because Lord knows we can do very little in our own strength and knowledge and wisdom and power. But with Jesus, we can do all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want to go ahead and ask, if you are, and if you feel comfortable, if you don't feel comfortable, that's okay. You can stay where you are. But if you're comfortable and you're a student, you're a parent of a student, or you are school personnel in some way, shape, or form, I would ask that you come to the front. You can space yourselves out as needed. If you feel more comfortable, you can stay in your pew, and we'll have someone just come nearby you and reach their hands out to you, if that's okay. Yes, we're going to take them. You want to do something first? Okay. So if you want to go ahead and start positioning yourselves, pastor's going to come and speak something to us.
Okay, if you're a student or a parent or whatever Pastor Anna said, would like to encourage, I want to just promote this point very strongly, and that is the need for prayer partners for these students and our teachers. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, we are still asking that if there's anybody who can participate with us in being a prayer partner for our students, you can still sign up. You can still sign up, and we'll still continue taking names of students and those who would like to pray with our students as well.
And the reason this is so important is, I don't know if you've ever seen it, it's a little commercial on TV where all these children are asking questions of themselves. And they say things like, will I be bullied? Or will I be a bully? Will I be liked? Will I do things to be liked? Will I be popular? Will I be non-popular? Will I be teased? And it's just a long list of things that these kids say. And this is what they're thinking when they go to these schoolrooms and things. And so they need the power of prayer. And if you haven't signed up to be a prayer partner, please do so. And we'll get a student's name to you as quick as we can and take care of those things. Now, and also, we may only need one more person that will commit to help in the children's ministries that we can open that ministry fully back up. So please keep that in mind. I'm getting with my wife later, and we're going to check on everything. But to my understanding, we may only need one more person that will do it every other week, and it's, you know, twice a month. On Sundays, but God, you depress.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I'm going to pray specifically the Ephesians prayers over our students. I have some copies of the Ephesians prayers. I can print more if it's needed, if anybody would like to have some to take with them. But let's see, Sister T, I don't know where she went. Oh, you got them? Okay, wonderful. And Mom, if you don't mind just getting this group here at the front. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pray over all of our school staff, all of our teachers and school personnel, and all of our students. And I'm going to be doing some prayers that come from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through 20. And then I'm also going to be handing these out towards the end. So again, if you want a copy of that, please let me know as we're leaving. So, dear Lord, I thank you for all of our students and school personnel. We thank you for bringing them into your kingdom and your family. Father of glory, please give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you. Help them to have more insight in knowing you. Lord, let their hearts be flooded with light. Give them insight so they can understand and be confident that you have given them all that they need. Father, let them discover the glorious blessings that will be theirs together with all of God's people. Lord, let them know how great and mighty your power is towards them and all those who believe in you. Father, let them know that the same power with which you raised Jesus from the dead is working in all of them, all of us, and all of them who believe in and follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you according to the riches of your glory that you would grant them to be strengthened with your might through your spirit and that they would be strengthened in their inner being. Father, let their spirits be strong and able to stand against the lies and tricks of the enemy as you strengthen them daily. Lord, we thank you that Christ dwells in them and through their faith, Father, in their hearts. Father, let their faith be strong that Christ and that they would know that Christ dwells in them. Lord, please let them continue to be rooted and grounded in love. May they realize and be convinced that you are love and everything in your kingdom emanates from love. Lord, help them to comprehend along with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height of your love for us and all your creation. Heavenly Father, please help them to know that the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, will help them to have deep spiritual knowledge and experience the love of Jesus Christ to the point where it would be too deep for words to explain, that they could not fathom. And Father, please fill them with all the fullness of you. Let them be so full of you that they act just like Jesus would. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we speak and believe these things, and we will continue to speak and believe these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Again, I want to encourage you all, be in the back to hand these out. I have a few that are for students or for adults, if you would like them. I also have the version of the Ephesians prayers where you can fill someone's name in. So if you would like a copy of that, let me know as you're leaving. But I'm just going to pray over us as we prepare to disperse this place. But also, I just want to remind you, even though you know we have prayed and we've said amen, continue speaking those things that we spoke over Marty and her family as we go. You know, don't let those things kind of just pass to the wayside. Don't let your guards down. We're going to continue to stand strong. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for all the words that you have spoken to us today. Father, I thank each and every one of us was ministered to, Father, that you had something prepared for each one of your children. And Father, I thank you that your word is being planted and watered and grown. Father, I thank you that they will produce great fruit for your kingdom. And Lord, I thank you for being with us as we leave this place, Father. And as Pastor says, never your presence. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We love you. Remember, we'll be meeting again here on Wednesday for Bible study. Sister Susan, my mom, will be, yes, a good study. If you've missed it, you can always go back and listen to them again. But please come out if you can and join us. We're going to be having her for the next two Wednesdays, I believe. And then, of course, we'll see you Sunday if you're not going to be here Wednesday. Be blessed. We love you. Amen.